Well, happy Pentecost, dear church. Since I've been hearing good preachers all week in Pittsburgh, my original plan was to share a video of another preacher with you all today. But I've decided we can watch a video anytime. Right? I was really encouraged this week at festival to preach because Pentecost is such an embodied day. It's a live day. It's a day of breath and fire and the wildness of God and people and listening and speaking. Speaking in places we didn't even think were possible. Like in a valley of very dry, dead bones. This week I got to hear a wonderful talk by the distinguished Irish poet, theologian, and mediator, Padraig O'Tuama. And he talked about the importance of belonging. Belonging both creates and undoes us. And a part of belonging is using language. For language is physical, as a part of us, as our bodies. For to speak, we have to be in our bodies. We have to use our brains and our tongues and our mouths. And to speak, we also must breathe. O'Tuama believes that language and speaking is akin to a sacrament. And he's Catholic, so Catholics have lots of sacraments. We as Lutherans only have two. But sacraments for us are these ordinary things that God speaks through to us, these tangible things like communion, and like the baptism that we will have in a few minutes, these holy things, but ordinary things that God speaks to us through. And so, I don't know, I'm kind of leaning towards Padraig's thought here, because for him, a sacrament is this tangible thing that points beyond ourselves, and the body, something tangible is included in that. And so, for him, language and speaking, it's holy. It's sacred. It's how we connect with one another. It's a way we connect with God through things like prayer. It's a way that God connects with us. Language is how we go deeper in relationship. It has the power to do violence, but it also has the power to heal. Think with me about how our Holy Scripture even begins. In the beginning, God speaks in this void. And God says, "Let there be light." And there is light. And not only does God build creation piece by piece through speaking, as each piece is built, God also blesses it. Calls each piece good. All through language. In our story about Ezekiel today, we know his location is not a pretty one. Things must have been bad to be in the midst of so many bones that are all bleached from the sun. Must have been a battle of epic proportions. For not even a single body is buried. And God speaks to Ezekiel in the midst of this utter death and destruction, and he tells Ezekiel, "It's your turn. Prophesy. You speak to these dry bones and proclaim a word of ridiculous hope, and I, God, will rebuild you bone by bone, muscle by muscle. I, God, will breathe in you new life, and you shall live." Words, just words. But these are powerful words of hope and love to a people hardened by an unforgiven landscape who have given up hope that things will ever be different, that they will ever be anything but this valley of dry bones. And then we get this story in Acts that I think makes every church reader sweat, right? All of these names and cities. And yet that's kind of the point, that there are all these names and cities gathered in one place, and people are speaking, and people are listening, and there's this sense of comprehension and understanding, and it is wild. It is almost unexplainable. There's tornadoes and fire on people's heads, and it seems the whole world is gathered in one place. There's a sense of belonging in here, a sense of connection through language by the gifts of the Holy Spirit that is unexplainable, mysterious, and hopeful. For in our world where there is so much of our lives are just simply consuming, right? These texts are beautiful reminders of the importance of conversation, of speaking and listening. That there is a sacredness when we take the time to engage with one another, especially about things that are close to our hearts. When we give voice to our curiosities and our questions, our joys and our struggles, and we lift them up with one another, when we engage with the gift of language, we can trust that God will meet us here, that the Holy Spirit is hovering close by. And through these simple things, through our conversations, we can be changed. We can be inspired. We can be renewed. I'm really grateful as your pastor today because you all have begun this important work of reflection and speaking through that Holy Cow survey that we talked about last week. This is why my hair is still kind of pink. I mean, it's starting to wash out, but it's still kind of there. But you all are doing this work. You are listening to the Holy Spirit. You are listening to your inner hearts, and you are speaking and listening and reflecting on where God is showing up here in this place and where God could be moving us next. And so I thank you for taking that 20-minute-ish survey, and please continue to move along with us, engage in this process with us as we move forward. And one of these ways that we will be moving forward is by looking at this welcome statement this summer to discern if we're ready to proclaim a wider welcome in support of our siblings in Christ, of the LGBTQIA community. And there will be opportunities for you to share what this wider welcome looks like for you and your loved ones and where you struggle. Because welcome is not easy, it's not comfortable, but it's worth it. And we remember as we do this holy work that as we talk and share, that we come with our whole hearts and we bring stories from our whole hearts, and that God will continue to meet us here in this place. For language, dear ones, is sacred, and belonging is a gift, and understanding is so rare. And yet it is holy, and today we celebrate in this season, this day of Pentecost, that it is possible. So, dear ones, as we celebrate Pentecost today, may you know that you have something to say. Whether it is here at church, maybe it is with your family or at your workplace or, I don't know, your neighborhood listserv. Somewhere, something, someone needs to hear the love of God is for them through you, through your specific way of language and being and story. You have a message to share. Maybe you need to hear this message today. Dear ones, listen, that the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in God's presence, lives in your bones. You are a beloved child of God. What is on your heart matters and deserves to be heard. I want to end today with a blessing from a famous preacher and another pastor. This is Reverend William Sloan Coffin, and he was at Riverside Baptist for a while in New York. But before you receive this blessing, I want you to take your shoulders up and roll them back. Maybe ground your feet a little bit. Let's remember that these words are embodied words, so take a breath in and out. You are even invited to close your eyes if you need. Receive this blessing. Dear church, may God give you the grace not to sell yourself short. Grace to risk something big for something good. Grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth, and too small for anything but love. Amen. Thanks be to God.